Now is the capsule of my life. Now is the capsule of my life. All of my life, I have certain priorities and certain things that are more important to me than others, and I am always looking for things to do and things to be and things to have a wonderful life. But now, the capsule of my life is the term now. Every moment of my life, I can go about doing things for tomorrow, or for yesterday, or for another time, or for somebody else. But right now is the time that I dedicate myself, to whatever it is that I feel is the most important thing in the world, which is now. So, for me to get the greatest benefit out of my life is for me to put the cause in motion and realize that I am the only one that can do it. That's why you're dial healing words, because you want to get a hold of us, and you want to get a hold of some good positive statements, some good positive thoughts, some good positive ideas upon which to base your life, upon which to plan your program of your life. But that doesn't mean a thing. You can have all the positive thoughts you want, all the positive ideas you want, and you do, I'm sure, like I do, like we all do. And all of these positive things are wonderful and powerful and glorious and good. But it's like saying, I'm going to the store to buy a can of beer. And you don't go. You just say, I'm going. And then you wonder why you don't have the can of beer. Or you say, I'm going to the store and I'm going to buy some new clothing. I would really like some new clothing. I have the money. I have my credit card. I have my checkbook, I have my dollars and cents in my wallet, and I can go in the store and pay for whatever I want. If it has to be cash or credit card or whatever, I'm ready. But if I do not act upon my choice to go and do, then all is for naught. All is a useless tale of nothing. Now is the only time that I am living. That's the capsule of my life. Now, this essence, this bit right here, right now. And when I apply myself to the now and say, I'm going to start being a wonderful person. So I say to myself, I am a wonderful person. I am a wonderful person. I am a wonderful person. Now, I'm not going to start. I am doing it. To say I'm starting means I haven't started yet. I will start the car. Or I have started the car. Now that is an active idea, and it means the car is already running. I have started the car. Okay, I have started my affirmation. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm a wonderful person. I'm a thoughtful person. I'm a joyous person. Now, as I affirm these truths about myself, they radiate forth in my life. Now, if I say, I'm not a nice person, I'm not a thoughtful person, I'm not a good person, oh, we feel very sorry for ourselves. And why? We should, because we're telling ourselves that we're not what we think we should be. Now, it's just a simple little thing of saying, I am or I am not. And when you say, I am, you empower the ideas, the ideals, the dreams, the goals, the desires of your being. And they come forth in fullness of life for you and for me. So I learn to speak my word. I learn to speak my ideas. I learn to say the truth about myself. I learn to call myself what I truly am. I like me. I am a wonderful person. I'm a joyous person. Everywhere I go, people enjoy my company. Everywhere I go, I enjoy other people's company, because I enjoy my company first. And wherever I go, the world is a happy world. Wherever I go, everybody is happy. Whatever I do, all is good and wonderful and fantastic and glorious, because that's the truth about me. Yes, it is. Now, you might say, that's just a lot of words, just a lot of folderol. Well, it's not. When a child comes home and you say, how was your day? And they say, oh, wonderful, I did this, I did that, and I had such fun. a child comes home and says, you say, how was your day? They say, oh, it wasn't any fun. Nobody was home. I couldn't find anybody. I couldn't do anything. And I was just nothing. Oh, it was nothing. Well, now, you and your wisdom, you say to the child, hey, I heard you stopped by Paul's house and you talked to Paul's mother, and Paul's mother gave you a piece of cake and ice cream. And you and Paul's mother sat and you talked for a long time and had a good time. You know how I know? I was talking to Paul's mother this afternoon, and she says, my, you have a fine boy there. He is such a thoughtful, loving child. I really enjoy having him come to visit, and I'm so glad that my son and your son are friends. What? Yeah, we did have a nice time. Yeah, we did have ice cream cake. Yeah, we did talk a little bit. And yeah, she is a nice lady. And yeah, well, isn't that a wonderful afternoon? Didn't you have things that you didn't even realize you had? Because you were concentrating on what didn't work out, you forgot all about what did work out. And wasn't that a wonderful way to meet his mother? Wasn't that a wonderful way that she would happen to call me or talk to me and tell me all about that? Wasn't that wonderful? Yes, Mommy. You see, sometimes, like with little children, we have to remind them of the wonderful events they have, but not really too much, because little children are much better at appreciating the glory of their life, the nowness of their life, appreciating the capsule of life that they live in this moment, in this now moment, and they live it very fully, very completely, and very wonderfully. If you'd like a little help in working on the nowness of your life, working on the capsule of your life that is filled with goodness and peace and truth and love and abundance and joy and harmony and health, wow, just keep going. Yeah, it doesn't sound good. It really sounds good. You can give us a call here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And a practitioner will answer the phone and you say, hey, practitioner, I want to live in the now. I want to find out what's in this capsule of my life and how much fun it is and how good it is, because that's what someone told me on the line when I called up asking for dial healing prayer. Dial healing words. And it's wonderful. Oh, how about that? Yes, I heard that talk too. That was Herb Barley, and he was talking to you, telling you all the wonderful things about his life. And he was telling you about his own experiences. And that's why they sound so real and so wonderful and so powerful. Okay, let's talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, on your heart, and bring it forth into your life. Thanks for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.